Today, the president, when taking questions from reporters, including our Caitlin Collins, defended his so-called anti-weaponization fund, what many Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill have referred to as a slush fund, the same $1.776 billion pool that his acting attorney general just yesterday essentially said was dead, telling lawmakers, quote, we are not moving forward with it, period. Now the president's latest comments are raising questions about whether it really is dead, at least in his mind. Caitlin asked him just that and joins us now. So what did the president tell you?
Well, Anderson, I mean, this is a real question because it potentially is going to be a pretty big blow up between Republicans on Capitol Hill as they're trying to pass immigration funding. So when we were called into the Oval Office this afternoon, he was asked multiple times as we were trying to get clarity on whether or not it is permanently scrapped or if it's simply on hold because of this legal battle. And this is what he said. Excuse me, Mr. President, just to clarify on what you were asked earlier, is the $1.8 billion DOJ fund dead or is it on hold?
I'd have to ask the lawyers. I don't know. I know one thing, the weaponization.
But what's your decision?
Are you talking about
it?
The weaponization fund?
Yeah, what's your decision?
The weaponization fund, as far as I'm concerned, was a beautiful thing. It was something I heard that. I thought that was the greatest thing because people like you have abused our people so badly. The fake news like CNN, like the New York Times and like others have abused our people.
Wait a minute, be quiet. Republicans were critical of it, Mr. President, on Capitol Hill.
Have abused our people so badly, and you should be ashamed of yourself.